Our second reading's in Titus chapter 3. That's one of those good little books. If you haven't read it for a while, it's only three chapters long. But just a lot of really good stuff in Titus. Okay, it's in the New Testament. All the T's are together in the New Testament. So if you find one of the books to start with T, you're close. Okay, Titus. That's how you remember these things. At one point, I had all the books of the Bible memorized in order and how God was represented in each book. But I was a lot younger back then. I don't. That was really hard to do. But anyway, Titus chapter 3. We're going to start reading at verse 1. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed, to malign no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing every consideration for all men. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us, not on a basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Christ Jesus our Savior. So being saved, so being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things I want you to speak confidently, so those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men. Special people, part two. That wasn't on the sign, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. Because God's people who are engaged in, I mean, you're not special to God because you're engaged in good deeds. You're special to God because He lives in you. That's why you're special. God lives in you. If you have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, God lives in you. He's going to live in you through all eternity. We are His house. We're the house He's building. You know, Dom read about when they were building the temple and how all the people got involved, even other nations got involved to do the work. Well, that was a temporary temple. At best, that was temporary. You are so special that God wants to live in you throughout all eternity. Forever and ever. I don't know how long forever and ever is, because forever is a long time. So how long is forever and ever? I don't know. But it's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. It will not be boring. My biggest fear of becoming a Christian when I was growing up was that I'd be bored. Now, you weren't allowed to say in my day, in my generation, you weren't allowed to tell an adult you were bored, because that adult would get you unbored in a hurry in a really unnice way. They would make you work. So we went and found things to do all by ourselves. That was my big, I don't know, who wants to be a Christian, be bored, then you're bored throughout all eternity sitting on some cloud playing a harp, and I don't even play a harp. I don't even want to play a harp. It's not going to be exactly like that. Okay? That's a later sermon. This one is about God's special people being engaged in good deeds. Now, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here, not because they're just sitting here. You know, preaching to the choir means that you're preaching to people who are already on your side. But this little congregation does a whole bunch of really good stuff. We do. I was amazed when I came. I'm still amazed. Everything that we do is a small congregation. It's amazing. Just amazing. And last week we talked about being zealous for good deeds. But I don't know, is it just me, or every now and then on a Saturday, second Saturday of the month, in the middle of the afternoon, it's like, it's second Saturday supper tonight. Anybody ever feel that way? Or are you all just like, it's second Saturday supper tonight? Yeah! I've been waiting for a whole month for this to get here. I mean, there's months like that. Last month was kind of like that for me and Barb. I've been in bed all summer.
It was like we get to see people we haven't seen, and yeah, let's get there and do our thing. And I didn't. That was before I knew they were going to actually make me work at the last one. So my zeal next month might not be quite as high. I'm thinking, if I go, then I'll have to work. This might be bad. But anyway, see, yeah. Or sometimes is it like, all right, it's Sunday morning, we get to go to church. Yes. Or sometimes it's Sunday morning, suddenly can't get to sleep yet. What am I doing? Okay. Am I the only one that has these things? Okay, that's good. I have to do an attitude check. Yeah. See, he talks in chapter 2 about being zealous for good works, which sometimes we just naturally are. And my advice is, just my personal advice, whatever it's worth, find something in the kingdom of God that just touches your heart and do it. Nobody can do everything. Nobody can do everything. Out of all the projects that go on in the year through here, I can't do everything. I'm not involved in everything. So we pick and choose. We pick some things, and we're involved in those things. Kind of speak to our heart. See, find what speaks your heart. Get involved. Singing, get in the choir. So, you want to be involved in church group, but really don't know what to do? We have Second Saturday Supper. There's people at work starting, 9 o'clock in the morning all through the day and night, and can close up and lock up on the way out. Different times of the day. Hopefully nobody does that at this point all the way through. So we got morning people, afternoon people, supper people, and cleanup people. It's kind of broken down into them. Like naturally, I guess. I don't know. And Friday people. That's right. And Friday people, they get ready for Saturday. That's true. So children, we have a children's program here. We have all sorts of things here. You will, or we could have something new. There we go. Say, yes. See, you're going to be a lot happier in the kingdom of God if you're involved, more than just attending church on Sunday morning and putting a few bucks in the plate. Thank you for that, by the way. I'm not down. We like that. We do. But if that's your total involvement, something's lacking. And that's why Paul wrote to Titus to tell his people, because Titus was a preacher, to tell his people, engage in good works. Well, what are good works? Well, here's some. He listed some in chapter 2 we ran over last week. See, be subject to rulers, be to authorities, not only government authorities, church authorities. Be obedient. Be ready for every good deed, even if you're not involved in every good deed. Be ready. To malign no one, that means talk bad about people. Don't talk bad about people. To be peaceable, gentle, showing consideration for all men. I could pull a couple of headlines from the last couple of weeks out of the news, but I'll refrain. Be nice. Paul's saying, be nice to people. Be nice. So they don't believe just like you do. So they don't do whatever you do. See? I can't say that. Lancy, can I? I was in shopping, got her groceries yesterday. And here's a guy with a... This might cost me my job. A dark blue, a Michigan blue t-shirt that said, "State sucks" on it. Big, bright letters. I rebuked him in the aisle. I did. I want you to know that. That is the truth. I did. That is the truth. He's an ex-client of mine, so I knew him. And I just rebuked him right in the aisle. I told him, I said, "Leave your groceries there. Get out." Now we see more Michigan stuff down in Charlotte. Charlotte's 50-50 Michigan State. And so we see more than that than you do up here in Lansing, where blue and maize is not allowed at all in the city limits. I understand this. Just because they don't believe or participate or... Be nice. Be nice. That's what Paul's saying. That's a good deed. Being nice is a good deed. Be considerate of all men, because we once were just like them. In some degree, we were just like them. We may never have been a University of Michigan fan, but you know. So, when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us. Not based on good works. Good works isn't for salvation. Good works is for these things. Good works are for good, are good and profitable for men. That's what the good works are for. They're for humanity, not men males, men mankind. See, why do we raise money to feed the poor? For the poor. I'm hoping. You know? I mean, some people do it for their own glory. That's true. Look at me. See? Look what I did. I did this. I gave this. Some do it for their own glory. There's a choir member somewhere, not in ours, but there's a choir member somewhere that when they sing and people at the end say, "Hey, man, yeah, thank you, thank you. They could have made it without me. That was me." I know you're being polite and saying thank you to everybody, but it's really about me. Okay. Yeah, there's people like this. There are people like this. That if they don't get the glory, they aren't doing anything. If they don't get credit somewhere, they're not doing anything. But that shouldn't be our motivation. Our motivation should be God. What does God want me doing? What does God want me involved in? And then doing our work with all of our ability unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. So then we don't have to post a sign on us that says, "I am a wonderful person." See, I'm thinking if you're a wonderful person, people actually get it without the sign. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Being involved. Good works. Right motives. Not the bad works that were listed there. Good works. Not for salvation. Because salvation is by grace. It's for everybody. Made available to everybody on the planet, everybody that's ever lived, everybody that will live. By faith in Christ Jesus. Free. Didn't pay the price. Don't pay a price. The good works are not a price. We're not paying God back. Free. Well then, why would I engage in good works? Well, one, because you're told to. But that didn't work on my kids till they were about, after till, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, and they didn't buy that one no more. And since you're over 7, you probably aren't going to buy that one either. How about because it benefits you? Because part of the mankind that it benefits is you. You ever done something that was like really hard to do? Took away from your time? Wasn't necessarily one of the things you're zealous for? Help somebody else? And then at the end you think, "Wow, I feel good. That was really hard and we did that, and you know, I wouldn't have got up this morning and said I'm going to do that, but it happened and I had to and I did. And I helped them," and you feel really good afterwards? Because when you're helping other people, guess what? See that Bible verse we use for offerings every now and then? "Give and it will be given unto you." It's not actually a money verse. It's not actually talking about money. Works for money. But it's actually talking about giving, if you check the context in Luke 6, love, pray for, help, don't judge. So give, and it'll be given unto you. Walk around being nice, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to be nice to you. You help other people, what's going to happen? Somewhere down the line, somebody's going to help you. And since the God of love lives in us, and He's always giving, always helping, always doing for other people, what happens if we let Him out a little bit? Let Jesus come out and play every now and then. Well, how's He going to come out and play? Same way He played when He was on earth. Being nice, helping people, doing good, sacrificing himself for others. He did that his whole life. Good. Not because if I'm good enough I get to go to heaven, but because the God who is good lives in me. So how can I not go around doing good? How can I not? If I get a pat on the back, that's great. Need a pat on the back every now and then. We all need a pat on the back every now and then. That's great. Learn to say thank you. Learn to be humble. Because God knows our motivation. He knows what's in our heart. He knows. So, engage in good deeds. These things are good for mankind. In the verse I didn't even read, he said, our people must learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs. See, that's a good deed. A good deed is one that helps somebody. That's a good deed. A bad deed is one that doesn't help somebody. That hurts somebody. I find it kind of amazing that those two chapters he actually had to give several examples. And I'm thinking, oh, see, I actually know people. I do. I know people that without the examples, couldn't figure out what a good deed or a bad deed is. I know people like that. You forget, I used to work in a maximum security prison. You know? Their idea of a good deed was they killed you quickly. They didn't make you suffer. You know. Well, I'm thinking that the person who died probably didn't think that was a good deed. Although that beats suffering. That is true. But, yeah, helping, being nice, doing God's work, not looking for all the glory to come to us. It is not the Rick Martin show. It's not. Not supposed to be. It's supposed to be the Jesus show. That's what it's supposed to be. See, the Mayflower Church show. It's not supposed to be about us. It's supposed to be about Him. Us doing His work as unto Him. That's what it's supposed to be. That's good deeds. When we're involved in good deeds, oh yeah, you'll get the warm fuzzies, you will. Some days. Not every day. Not all the time. See? Some days it's just, some days God's work is just hard work. You know, and then you don't get nothing good for it anyway. But God runs a pretty good bank. He never forgets. You will never outdo God. You'll never do more for the kingdom of God than God will do for you. Never. Just at the right time and the right way, God will show up, take care of us in ways we can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. God's people. Involved in God's work. And as we're getting back into our fall routine, that's why I did these two sermons first week in September. I actually think about these things a little bit. Because I do. See? I can just take a verse of Scripture and preach it. God has really blessed me with the gift of preaching. It is amazing. It amazes me. I've actually toyed with that idea. Just through a Sunday morning, totally unprepared, have somebody throw me a verse and I'll preach that day. I've done that in places. It's amazing. It's just amazing what God does. But anyway, it's also very scary. So being prepared is more fun. That's why I did that, because we have a whole bunch of stuff coming up. See, we have our stewardship coming up, our stewardship campaign. We have our second Saturday suppers back up and running. We have the crop walk coming up in a couple weeks. See, we got Christmas, Thanksgiving. I mean, we got stuff coming. Lots of stuff coming. And for all of you that are really involved, thank you. I've actually told people, I've told some of you, you should quit doing some of your stuff. You're just doing too much. I've told you that. Some of you, I want to tell, get involved. Get involved. Pick something that you really think, I could sink my teeth into that. We'll teach. We'll train. So, you know? We'll get you involved if you want to be involved. involved is good. It's good. It's good.